Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from John.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I'm a junior at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, set to apply to law school this coming fall. I have a 3.95 UGPA and a 175 official LSAT score.
Wow.
I started my college journey out at a community college. In Tennessee, community college is free. Going there allowed me to earn my first 60 credit hours completely free, whilst also saving money through working part-time jobs. I was able to get a full ride to the University of Tennessee when I transferred, meaning I have no debt currently and tens of thousands of dollars in the bank. When I apply to law school in the fall, admissions committees will see that I did 3 semesters of community college and 3 of the semesters from UTK, since this fall's grades won't be out by the time I apply. Will I still be able to pull off a full ride from a top school? Will my time at community college be a detriment to my admissions chances and scholarship chances? I thank you all for the work you do. You're truly doing God's work. God bless the demon, John.
Wow. Okay. We'll take it. Okay. So to answer the question quickly, no, the fact that you got your grades from community college versus UTK doesn't matter.
Zero.
Doesn't matter at all. Nope. I thought where this was going to go was that John was going to say, hey, I have a 3.95 UGPA, undergraduate GPA, at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, but I don't have that at community college and I need to address that somehow. It sounds like John's grades are fine. So no problem.
Yeah. If that's your LSAC UGPA, I mean, have you gotten all these transcripts uploaded and everything? Do you know that that's your official LSAC UGPA? But if we assume that the answer to that is yes, then all he's really asking is, does the community college thing matter? I don't think it matters at all for admissions or scholarships.
No, and more people should be doing this. This is amazing.
Yep.
Even when community college isn't free, it's often cheaper. It's just a great way to get classes taken care of.
Totally. I think that it's all good. There was something. Oh, so in my conversation, again, that I had with Maya Russell, the chair of the Pre-Law Advisors National Council, she's also a pre-law advisor at Furman College. This'll show up on episode, what was it?
Episode 440.
Episode 440 of Thinking LSAT. You'll hear a lengthy interview with Maya Russell. But one of the things that she said, because she's really in favor of gap years. She says that most of the people that she works with are actually alums. And when she's working with undergrads, she says that she's constantly asking them why they're in such a hurry. Why don't you slow down? Why don't you get better grades? Why don't you get more out of the college that you're already at instead of wasting your time, instead of wasting your time at the University of Tennessee on law school applications and thinking ahead to the next thing? Why don't you just stay in the moment and get the most out of your existing education, which I thought was an interesting wrinkle.
Yeah, it sounds like we agree with a lot of things that she does.
Totally. We agree with so many things that she says. I think it was an excellent interview, and I'm very happy to know Maya. One of the things she also said was that, somebody like John, if he applies during his junior year,
yeah,
then the schools are going to have to evaluate his application based on his transcripts at the time.
Yeah.
And, John sounds like he's doing pretty damn well in school. It could be that in your senior year, you have all your easiest classes. Imagine somebody who has arranged things, you've got all the hard prereqs out of the way. You're now doing stuff that you really love. You're going to get straight. You're serious about law school, so you're going to get straight A's from this point forward.
Yep.
But then the schools are going to have to evaluate John's application based on the grades that he already has. Thankfully, he's got a 3.95, which is pretty damn good. Then again, where does that put him at Yale?
Yeah, you're at a place where having a 3.96, 3.97, 3.98 can make a difference. So, John, maybe just take a gap year.
Median is?
Median? Is it 3.95?
3.96.
Oh, yeah. So, John, take a gap year and put yourself above the median, or better yet, put yourself above the 75th percentile in both numbers. What's their median LSAT?
Median LSAT 175.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm sure John knows that. I mean, he's got a 175 LSAT. So, John, yeah, right now you are 1/100th of a point below the median at Yale for GPA. If Yale is on your radar, which maybe it's not, because Yale's not on everybody's radar, but if Yale is on your radar, then it might be worth delaying your applications until your senior year grades come in. Your 3.95 ticks up to a 3.97, and now all of a sudden you're above their 50th percentile instead of below their 50th percentile.
Well, here's the thing. If you're applying to any top school, put Yale on your radar, even if you have no intention of going there.
Yeah.
Get accepted. You could change your mind for one.
Yeah.
But even if you don't, you just say, hey, I got into Yale. Can you give me more money at Chicago?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anything more for John?
No. Good luck. Nice work.
Thanks, John. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.